A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is in his hometown where he grew up, where he actually spent almost all his life, except for the 3 years at the end of his life and whatever time he was in Bethlehem and in Egypt. So they knew him well, and he knew them. They were, we could say, like this area here where we all know each other. Nazareth was a very small town. And it was not well considered because it's a little town off the field of influence of Judaism. He reads the prophecy from Isaiah as it would be a common thing to do, like I read today the readings. But then something happens. He says, "This reading is fulfilled on your hearing." And he declares then that he is fulfilling it. That means he is the one that Isaiah prophesied. He is the Messiah. Now, we cannot imagine the surprise, the amazement of those people when Jesus says this to them, that who he is. And you can imagine the reactions going on, and they're all totally amazed. And it's hard to believe that from your own siblings or from your own little neck of the woods, you know, this could be happening. And at the beginning, though, they were amazed and they respected him. And they were seeing that he was speaking with such anointing. But as you know, it's not in this section of the gospel, but as you know, later on, as he kept on talking, they turned against him and they actually wanted to kill him. Now, maybe what we would have done is stop here. Everybody is amazed. Everybody is looking up to you. And why spoil it, right? But Jesus is not like that. Jesus goes on to reveal the truth, bringing upon himself hate, opposition, and all that evil that's coming forth. He was not concerned about being a people pleaser. He loved them much more than that. And that's what he wants to do with us. Sometimes we start the Christian life and we're very happy and we're, hey, you know, we love Jesus. But then comes a moment where the Lord starts touching tender fibers of our heart. And we want to go in another direction. And what he's saying is not what we want to hear. And here comes the rift. But the Lord will still tell us the truth. So are we prepared to persevere? The thing is, what I see all the time, when we go off the track, we don't recognize we went off the track. We always have a beautiful, pious explanation. You know, I'm doing this because the Lord is now telling me to do something else, blah, blah, blah. You know, we wrap it very well in piousness, not to really do what God wants us to do. And we might not even directly deny him or want to kill him, but we just choose our own route and say, this is God's will. So we have to be very honest with ourselves when the Lord touches those wounded fibers in our hearts, to be willing to persevere faithfully in his ways. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.